We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Everybody, we are live.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're having a little fun.
Thanks to Dave Wannstedt for coming in and hanging out. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. Who's the best athlete that you guys have seen where you felt like you saw them early? Not before everybody else necessarily, but like I saw Steven Strasburg pitch a AAA game. I was at the EA Sports Roundball Classic with LeBron at the United Center.
Yeah, those are good ones.
Because this guy... Victor Wembanyama, and I don't even know if I'm pronouncing the last name correctly. I apologize.
But Wembanyama, I think it's an N at the end.
Wembanyama. I've been, it's an M at the end. I've been reading about him for a while, but I hadn't really seen him.
So it probably is with an M pronounced Yama.
Yeah, I would think so.
Thanks to everybody.
Yeah, you got it.
I think I had it.
Everybody. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Tanny. Yeah. Thanks for everything there.
This guy makes no sense. His game's been on one of the TVs in the studio. As we know, he's 7'4", but he's got handles like he's a point guard.
What sport is this?
Basketball. And he...
It's a good sport to be 7'4" in.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I don't want to relapse. I don't know why you're telling me this.
I think it's basketball.
Yeah. Well, you're the doctor.
The doctor. You know about this guy. Well, I mean, have you ever seen a specimen like this?
I tell you, when I go to my conventions about basketball with my other doctor basketball colleagues, that's all we do is talk about this guy.
Yeah.
Literally can't stop. We don't eat or drink for days because we're just talking about this
guy. It's an M or it's an N?
Well.
Pan?
When you go to those, though.
That's the confusion.
Those things are, those aren't real conventions. You guys are just like out there drinking and like,
and talking about this guy. What's his name? Yeah,
okay. Victor Wembanyama. Okay.
There you go. At
the end.
LeBron said everyone's been a unicorn over the last few years, but he's more like an alien. Steph Curry said he's like a 2K create a player. Jonathan Givony at Draft Express said he's like Kevin Durant meets Rudy Gobert.
Okay, this reminds me a lot of different moments.
So sensitive and the original spreader of COVID?
Yeah, that's what he means. Nice. Not best offensive and best defensive player in
the
league.
I heard LeBron's going to stick around so they can play with him. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. The guy's going to be the number one pick in the draft next year,
so,
without question.
Tell me he's not Kristaps Porzingis, who we heard some of this stuff about. You know, every once in a while, there'll be a 6'11 or 7-footer. We heard this about Dirk, and Dirk was Dirk. Heard it about Kevin Durant, and Durant is Durant.
Yeah, this guy's
sometimes it comes true.
This guy's 7'4", though.
Kristaps is 7'3", right?
Right, okay, yeah, Kristaps, okay. I don't know, man. Like,
heard it about Kristaps.
I don't give out a lot of homework assignments on the show. I know that you gave out what movie to Kicking and Screaming.
Yeah. Has anyone done it?
I watched about 20 minutes of it.
Yeah, you've literally all failed.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
No, I have an incomplete.
Speaks.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would like you to watch 7 minutes or more of highlights of this guy.
Oh, boy.
By tomorrow.
That's a lot. Well, there is no baseball tomorrow.
Can you watch 7 minutes of highlights of this guy by tomorrow?
Okay.
You got a song to write first.
Oh, we should address that at some point, too. I'm just saying... I don't think I've ever seen anything like this guy. I would trade every player on the Bulls for him.
Of course you would.
He's unbelievable.
You get very excited about the next new thing.
Ooh, even Dalen Terry?
Yeah.
Rookie of the year?
Yeah.
Io?
Yeah, I mean, I love Io.
Oh, man.
Malcolm Hill?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Dude, this guy.
Even Andre Drummond?
Dude, every player.
Shane, that was very impressive. Did you look up the roster? You can just know stuff.
The guy watched some games. He's aware of some stuff.
He's angry at me today.
A
lot of atonement things going on the list here. Shane, that was very impressive.
It was.
Oh.
Naming a player on the Bulls. Executive producer, sports radio show on home of Bulls
no,
Radio
going
Network.
Four deep. Going four deep on low-level Bulls.
Our friend Jam's not going to like you trading away Io for this guy.
I get it. I think Io would understand.
But Jam wouldn't.
Jam probably
wouldn't. No, she wouldn't.
Just by tomorrow.
Would you trade your dog Omar? Would you trade Omar for Victor Wembanyama? I think I said that right.
I don't think so.
Oh. Does he get massages? Do we know?
That's the thing.
Should we be careful?
I can't put that curse on him.
What's this kid going to do before the draft now that you've like put the official Parkins?
I'm not saying I'd trade the dog for him.
Spell his name for me because we have another guy to add to the list of guys Danny likes. And to remind people, so far we're at Darnell Mooney, Zach LaVine, Tim Anderson, Deshaun Watson, in parentheses, just the football part to be clear.
Yeah.
Justin Fields, Brandon Staley, Jarvis Landry, the Odyssey 16 softball team.
I was going to say the Odyssey softball team.
I forgot that you put Jarvis Landry on there. Yeah. I did used to love Jarvis Landry.
Spell this guy's name for me. Is it a Victor with a C or a K?
A C. Last name, Wembanyama. Wembanyama. Wembanyama.
There's an M at the end.
Victor Wembanyama.
Yama.
Yama will be there.
All right.
What's his nationality?
French.
Okay.
He's...
like our other guy.
No, I know. I'm
just saying. I'm
not trying to demean the kid because I've heard that he's incredibly special.
You've been successful at that.
Good. But the Kristaps one, I'm still a little stung by the Kristaps one. But Kristaps, there was a moment there where like, oh, my, look at this. But this kid, even just the little bit that we were watching up here today, looks much more fluid.
Just watch him.
Seriously, far more athletic.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. Because Durant was, you know, couldn't bench 175 once, and no one really talked about him defensively. It was, he has the unblockable shot. That was the thing with Durant. Mm. Unbelievable scorer, unblockable shot. LeBron was size, speed, power. We had never seen that combination in a guy who had point guard skills.
Karl Malone meets Magic Johnson.
Right. This guy is going to be, he'll be like the tallest player in the NBA.
He'll be Ralph Sampson with guard skills.
That's insane. That doesn't even make sense. 7'4", man. I think as an appreciator of things.
I do appreciate things.
At least you like, you like to tell people that you will. Watch a YouTube video of Victor Wembanyama.
Tell people.
I'm just saying, I'm putting Kristaps on him before you've even seen video of the guy. So I'm just saying, check him out.
All right. So
who's your guy? Who did you see earlier before everyone else? And you were like, yeah, that dude's it. And I'm not saying I've seen this guy before everyone else. He's getting plenty of hype. But just like before he actually became the big thing.
When I was at Gordon Tech, we went up there to Fenwick to watch the Rams and the Friars go toe-to-toe. Gordon Tech had a really good team at that time, but Fenwick had another guy in their team that was pretty good also, Corey Maggette. And that was the first time like I was like 15 or 16, but at the time Maggette was just like a year or two older. But it literally looked like he was playing basketball on a different physical tier.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like just out-jumping everyone all the time. You know, it was absurd. It was like, okay, this guy's going to be a thing. Because among his peers, he was clearly above and beyond everyone else.
All right, that's a great example. Do you have one?
I don't really have one.
I saw Eddie Curry when I was in 7th or 8th grade beat Schaumburg, my soon-to-be high school, as a high school player, and he was absolutely dominant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie Curry watching him on the high school court was huge.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, you know, I saw Candace Parker in high school. I saw John Shire in high school. I saw the Mendenhall brothers in high school. Like, you see some future pros in high school.
They're the ones that murdered their parents?
It's Menendez. Yeah, those are the ones that Menendez. I saw.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
those are the ones that I played tennis against.
Richard and Walter Mendenhall, very different people. So, like future pro parents. In high school is one thing, but just, like, this guy who's just...
Right, like, I saw Bobby Hurley in high school. I saw, like, guys like that, and I was like, well, man, that guy's got the game on a string.
Yeah.
But not, like, something like
generational
this.
Talent.
Like, generational talent and physical anomaly.
Yeah, Candace Parker felt like it qualified for me in high school.
Sure.
And then LeBron in the All-Star Game Showcase, and... But Strasburg at AAA, I don't even feel like really counts because he was the number one prospect and he was almost in the big leagues. But it was just like, oh, this guy's clearly going to be it. But yeah, man, this guy, it I don't know.
I don't know if this one counts real quick. I know we got a break, but I saw as a part-timer here, a co-part-time producer, Eli Hershkovich, working with me, and now he's massive.
Yeah. It's,
in the business?
he's a real Victor Wembanyama or Yana. There's no way to know. All right, Big Voice Guy has a history of predictions. Some successful, some hilariously not. How many names do we have, Tanny? What's the final count?
21.
21
wow.
names.
He's got 21 people that he thinks could be the next White Sox manager.
Unbelievable. We want Spiegs' initial reaction to each big voice guy name coming up. Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.